The steganography alarm, hidden signals, unanswered questions. The most inflammatory story of the day came from a researcher at theirello.dev who posted findings claiming that Claude Code, Anthropic's agentic coding tool, is embedding hidden signals in its output requests. The alleged markers are invisible to users, but could potentially be read by Anthropic's infrastructure. The post scored 2,122 points and generated 614 comments, touching off what amounted to a distributed security audit. Within hours, readers were posting reproductions, counterarguments, and partial confirmations. A distinction the community kept returning to was the difference between steganographic watermarking and Claude's text output, a known technique in the industry for detecting AI-generated content versus marking at the API request level. If it is request level, the implications differ sharply. One could construct a scenario in which Anthropic is tracking which accounts, projects, or codebases are making which requests. Anthropic had not issued a full technical rebuttal as of recording time, a silence the HN community noted, though observers cautioned that legal review takes time. From an enterprise standpoint, however, the damage is reputational and immediate. Companies integrating Claude Code into their pipelines now face a question they must answer for their own security teams, regardless of how the underlying facts ultimately resolve. Three other Anthropic stories completed the day's cluster. Claude Sonnet 5 launched, scoring 1,152 points and 682 comments, with Anthropic positioning it as a substantial capability jump over Sonnet 3.7 in reasoning quality and instruction following. The HN community responded with benchmark skepticism, now essentially the default posture when any new model drops, and populated the thread with their own test cases. Claude Science, a dedicated product tier aimed at research workflows including literature synthesis and experimental design assistance, scored 504 and was read by many observers as a direct challenge to ecosystem partners like Elicit and Consensus. Finally, the Department of Commerce lifted export restrictions on two Anthropic model families, Claude Fable 5 and Mythos 5, a move that scored 730 points and 429 comments, with the discussion ranging from enthusiasm about international research collaboration to concern about dual-use risks. The export control rollback raised a second-order policy question that the community chewed on at length. If Fable 5 is safe to export now, was the original restriction calibrated correctly, or was it precautionary in ways that turned out to be overcautious? Those precedents, commenters argued, will shape how the next generation of AI export controls is written.